Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Barry is funny, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Barry Laminack filling in for AJ today, who's off, and... Yeah, we were just talking about something we couldn't talk about on air. I mean, I probably could, but...
Yeah, you should. You totally should.
I'm not going to. I'll save it, but...
missing out, people!
All right, well, no, I'll just say... I'm not going to say where. And if you were listening the first hour, I talked about how it was my daughter's eighth grade graduation. I kind of totally went full-on hypocrite because I enjoyed it, right? Well, one of these things I do, which I think is natural for any guy, is you kind of scout the moms, right? Just... For entertainment purposes only, of course.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And I would just say, on a scale of 1 to 10, this entire... Now, maybe on the other side of the gym, there were some solid 4s or 5s. This was all 1s.
Wow.
I mean, all 1s. There was not a single one that I'm like, wow.
Maybe.
I don't... And I get it. I'm a pig, but at least, you know, you see that coming.
See, this is what happens. Like, you get, by the time you get to eighth grade, moms just give up.
Well, that's, and see, here's the scary part. I mean, I recognized a couple of them from when my daughter was little and they used to all do stuff together. Uh-huh. And they were attractive back then.
Really?
Yeah, not so much now.
Now you see why I won't have kids. I'll end up with an eighth grade mom, and I am not ready for that.
Well, I
don't have that kind of commitment.
I'm hoping I just got the bad side of the gym.
I need my wife to stay pretty, or I'm gone. I'm just shallow like that. I'm sorry. That's why I stay in such impeccable shape.
You're chiseled, man.
Yeah. I'm just, as fair as fair.
Getting back to some of the stuff we talked about last hour, Lamont says Brady's story is longer than the Rockets' coaching search. For now, yeah. And we will do Game of Thrones at 5:30, even though AJ's not here today. Jon will help participate in it.
Yeah.
I know he's all excited. He's got all these fan theories going on. So
he came busting in before the show, kicked the door down.
Yeah, he couldn't wait to talk about it. So 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Just having fun on a Monday. Talked a little bit about groin kicking and talked about things that have that were shorter than Deflategate. And talked a little bit about... Yeah, Barry being in Austin and not being able to enjoy it.
Man.
That's about it, man. So all that's available on podcastarena.com, so you can go check it out. You guys are on Podcast Arena, aren't you?
Yeah, just don't. They don't put our pictures. We don't count.
Well,
even the terrible weekday shows, they get their pictures up, but not the terrible weekend show. Not us. No way. Well, why would you want to put Barry Warner's picture on anything?
Hey, I don't. You don't see me posting to Facebook, right?
They'll put Barry Warner up, but they won't put Mike and I. Like, we just...
It's probably Mike's fault.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if he'd up his game a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, I like it that they show pictures of guys like Barry and Dylan. It makes me feel better about myself. You kidding? Yeah. When you're a three, a solid three, three and a half, you want those ones and twos up there.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you can look at that and say, hey.
That's like the seventh grade moms.
Exactly.
They're going, yeah, bring some of those eighth grade moms over here. That'd make us look good.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they walk out together and like, oh, yeah, I feel good about myself. That's what we do here.
Now, I've seen them. I've seen Barry and Dylan on one of the commercials, and I've seen Jon and Raheel, but I've not seen you and AJ on a commercial yet. I just haven't seen them.
Yeah, and it's been on a few times because every now and then when it comes on, people will tweet us, and I liked our commercial the best.
Okay, well, of course.
I'm biased.
Yeah.
But it's a sports and stuff commercial.
Is it?
Yeah. So.
I saw Barry and Dylan's and thought, you know...
I have not seen theirs.
I just Barry is really giving all the Barrys at this station a bad name. That's my problem, I think.
That's both of you.
As you see what happens, AJ's like, Barry's filling in, and everyone loses their mind. And they already have this preconceived notion that it's going to be bad. And maybe it is, but still, at least give me a chance to be bad. That's all I'm asking.
Well, as long as...
So don't paint me into a corner and then be like, oh, all the Barrys at ESPN suck. Because it might be true, but at least let me prove it.
Well, you're getting your chance, see?
That's right.
There you are. This is your one chance.
This is my shot.
Yeah, if
one
you suck today, you won't be back.
Well, I have one opportunity. I feel like I just got trapped in an Eminem rap all of a sudden.
God, so now you got me feeling like I should tell the people that story I told you.
I really want you to tell the story.
I can't.
God.
No.
Do it.
No.
Please.
I'll tell you off air, John, and you'll understand
why.
You want
me to tell it like it's
no,
me?
No, I don't want you to.
I'll just wink and no?
Because we know you don't have kids. So.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
Lance says, my sister-in-law is from Daytona Beach, Florida. Her kids go to a private school, and that graduation is nothing less than a 7. When my kids were younger, they were in private school, and I got to say, those numbers they probably still were only 4s or 5s.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I'm so glad I don't have kids. It's got to be what it is. It just wrecks everything. You lose your will to live. You stop caring about yourself.
I guess part
of it. That's what kids do.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it is that, you know, the ones that used to be really cute that aren't anymore, that's the.
Yeah?
Maybe that's what affected my. My view of it, but you know, I wanted my kids in public school. This was kind of a big issue many years ago because they did private school for a few years
were they bratty because of private school?
I think yeah, they kind of were
sheltered.
They kind of were, and then they both just thrived when they got to public school.
Really?
And yeah, and I think it was the right move for them. But I would say yeah, the private school moms probably higher quality.
Yeah. Well, they got a little more money. They got private school money.
They can get work done.
They can afford a better, like, you know, they can afford the personal trainer at the gym and not just have to go to the Y and work out with all the old folks. Yeah.
Well, trust me, these aren't working out.
None of them?
The workout was walking up the stairs, man.
I'm telling
you. To go get to their seats. I'm a terrible person.
No, you're just saying what we all think when we see it.
Well, yeah.
That's all. It doesn't make you terrible. It just makes you honest.
Oh, well. 281, I know the media has beaten the Draymond groin kick to death, but does anyone take issue with Westbrook calling him out when dude was drawing foul calls in the Spurs series with his acting skills? I've said all I want to say about the Draymond thing. It's all in the podcast arena first segment.
So yeah.
I don't really feel the need to revisit that. And 281, thanks for the Preakness picks. You're welcome. If you missed it, we hit that one out of the park. It was a good day. Matt says it's the food. They start eating all the junk food they get their kids. Oh, that and no energy to work out anymore.
I have heard that too. A buddy of mine has kids, and he got pretty large. And he said that it's because the kids don't eat all their McDonald's, and then you eat your McDonald's and their McDonald's. And see, that's just – I don't understand why – why have kids? We don't need kids.
Well, why take them to McDonald's? I never took my kids. Well, when easy. They were really little, because they would want to play in the thing there, but I mean, I don't eat McDonald's, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, you don't?
The only fast food I eat is...
Don't judge me, Fred. I feel like you're judging me right now, because I eat McDonald's.
No, the only fast food I eat is occasionally I'll have a Whataburger.
Okay, yeah, I did have a lot of Whataburger over 4 days in Austin. Mm. That was a thing that happened quite a bit.
Joshua said those private school moms have that HBO money. Yeah, that's probably true. And Ulysses says you should attend an 8th grade graduation at a predominantly black school. Much different view, #lovely. I'm going to say this one was a pretty even match between black, Hispanic, and white.
So it's pretty diverse?
Yes, a very diverse
school. So the lesson is it doesn't matter your race, kids will ruin your life. That's the lesson, I think. That's the takeaway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's all I needed. That's the validation that I've needed for the last 11 years of marriage.
Actually, though, the thing is... Even if your wife winds up not being very attractive over it, there will be these moments where, you know, you're like, man, I'm sure glad I had kids.
No.
Now, it was better.
I don't believe you.
It's easier when I didn't have to live with them.
Yeah.
Or their mother. But anyway.
I don't believe you at all. I've never seen anything good come from a kid. No. Never.
Mine are going to be supporting me. Trust me.
That is the only thing that worries me a little bit. As I get old, I don't know who's going to take care of me when I can't take care of myself.
Yeah, and dude, you're a comedian. You know how up and down that career is.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Trust me. That's why I'm like, I have no nest egg. I have no kids. I'm pretty much screwed after about 65. I'll probably, you're going to read some article in like the green sheet, because that's about as all it would warrant. But it'll just be like, local comic kills self. And that's.
You'll be 65 years old, standing outside a Minute Maid Park with one of those cans saying, please help, telling jokes. Trying to pay for yourself. Yeah. That's why you have kids, is and they go on and they're really successful and they support you in your old age. So I told both of them, all I need from them is once a year they just need to pool their resources and send me to the World Series of Poker. That's it.
See?
That's,
well, you got a plan.
They've agreed to that.
All right.
And now they just need to finish school and get rich.
I think with no kids, my only shot is to hit 65 and then just like root for cancer and just a swift death. That's probably that. But you know what? At least I'll enjoy myself up to 65. I won't have to be shacking up every night with a overweight eighth grade mom complaining that the kids have ruined her life. That's, I can deal with that.
Timmy says, single father here. KDISD public school moms are legit. Now, I admit that the suburbs probably better. Orlando says, adopt a 17-year-old.
What? That just sounds wrong.
Yeah, I'm a little creeped out by that.
That's called sex trafficking, Orlando. That's not that's illegal. You can't do that. Just adopt. Did he do like finger quotes
no,
in his
no,
tweet
he
or
said
anything?
Just adopt. I don't think he meant to.
Just go out and acquire a 17-year-old. What? You can't do that legally, Orlando.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. What are the odds one of these moms listens to the show and either texts or calls in? I don't mean her.
I don't care. I want a letter on the wall just like AJ. If I'm going to have to fill his spot, I want a complaint letter on the wall just like him. You're not going to get me to change my mind. You can send all the letters you want. You're not getting me to change my mind about kids wrecking lives. Not going to happen.
Kingwood Public Schools are on point. I'm guessing.
See, I just, this to me, this sounds like that this is what these guys are hanging on to, is it's like, you know, fours and fives at the Kingwood Public School is like the highlight for them now. That just doesn't, no. Sounds so bad. That and sex trafficking, that's what they're down to. Golly. You guys, I feel sorry for all of you.
Northside Mike says, you'll be fine, Barry. Rock Bottom is dressing up like a transformer on the Vegas Strip. Yeah, I'm surprised that hasn't come to Houston here and that guys aren't doing it outside of the games now, like dressing up like fake orbit or something and taking pictures and trying to get money out of kids outside of Minute Maid Park. Hey, I think I just gave somebody a business idea.
Wait a minute now. I may have
there you
some
go.
Money. This might be a great way for me to earn retirement home money. I could use somebody else's kids to take care of me, just in a different way.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is the number. Yeah, I guess we should weigh in on J.J. Watt's logo when we come back. Just because we have to.
Okay.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This
opportunity comes once in a lifetime. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I don't chase dreams. I'm not here to just be better. I'm here to be my best. I work in the darkness, unseen by those who doubt me, by those who think they know me, but they don't even realize. I'm a hunter, and greatness is my prey. My focus never shifts. I'm relentless in my preparation. And soon, I'll be coming for them. This is not my ending. It's the beginning of theirs. And when it's all over, they're gonna know I was here. I don't chase dreams.
I hung them.
Okay, so is that, what is that, John? Is that JJ's?
That's his Reebok commercial that just came out, and it has his logo in it.
That is horrible.
I can't wait to not buy those shoes.
So he, it opens up with kind of like the skyline of Houston. It looks like it's probably like three or four in the morning, and looks like the sun's not even up. And the alarm you hear at the beginning is him waking up, and then him getting ready to go to the gym. And then he's driving his, whatever he drives, he's driving it to the stadium and kind of pans to the stadium.
It's not a Ford truck.
It's a truck.
Okay.
It's a truck. So he drives to the stadium and then he starts putting weights on the bar and starts lifting.
Does he eat
and all
this H-E-B
stuff.
Breakfast before he gets in the truck?
It doesn't show him eating any breakfast.
He's got a bucket of ice cream and some hamburgers.
Exactly.
His mom's in the background. Yeah.
With all of his stuff on, all of his endorsements.
Is it too much that the dude's got a logo now?
First of all, just strictly speaking to the commercial, when did this dude develop a southern accent? Because he was like, I don't make dreams. What? Where did you get that southern draw from, Wisconsin guy? Where did that happen?
It's because he's been here for 4 years now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a logo.
Somebody says, don't you kind of chase things when you hunt?
Yeah, I kind of agree there.
Well, if you haven't seen the logo,
get out of here with your logic.
Yeah, exactly. According to ESPN's Darren Revelle, the logo is two J's, one of them backwards, positioned to look like a W. It really doesn't look like a W.
No.
And 99 when viewed upside down, it doesn't look like a 99. It looks like a 77.
To me, it's not like if you put a 99 upside down, then it would be an L and a J or a 9 and a P. It makes no sense. It's not a 99 upside down.
The inspiration for the logo's design was rising buildings built from the bottom up. I think the inspiration was four penises, two really good-sized ones and two really short ones. And somebody got paid a lot of money to come up with this, and people are going to buy all. And I just, okay.
All right. Go right
ahead. You will never see me wear that logo for any reason whatsoever.
Really?
Yes.
I don't wear
other men's logos, actually.
If you paid me, I would wear it.
If JJ wants to pay me a bunch of money to change my tune on this so I can come on and say, you know what? I was wrong. This is the coolest logo I've ever seen.
It's the damnedest thing. I see the 99 now. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, I see that 99 and some other numbers on that check they sent me to say that. So, yeah, that would work. No, I wouldn't do that.
When I first saw the logo, I thought, oh, whose energy drink is this? Because that's what it looks like. It looks like like an energy drink, or like they updated the Tetris logo. It looks like two Tetris shapes. I have no idea.
A little bit. It looks like something on a video game.
Yeah, it does.
And so
it looks like a power up in a video game that you run through, and then you get some special power, and it's like it's spinning in the maze, and then you run through it, and now all of a sudden you get extra endorsement deals for your character or something. I have no idea.
Zach, it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds more than five people have that logo tatted before the season starts? Oh, 1,000%.
I'm going to get this to cover up my Oilers tat.
You know what? I had that 23 for Arian Foster. I'm just going to cover it up with this. That'll look really good, don't you think? And then I got Toro on my junk. What are the odds J.J. Watt read that audio in front of a mirror from Northside Mike? My friend Amanda, the Pats fan, tells me that Brady and Edelman have had their logos for years now. You got to develop that brand. Okay.
What is Brady's logo? Just like a chin?
It's a T and a B, but it looks like the number 12. So it's like Tom Brady 12. Oh,
so they just keep just recycling this over and over.
Why do we care what logos are upside down? Red Dog Beer already knocked that out of the park. Yeah, I'm not going to make fun of that because I was in a band once that our logo was the same thing. If you turned it upside down, it had the same word. And we always thought that was cool. And I don't know why. Because who turns logos upside down? Because we had T-shirts with it.
I'll tell you, people with kids, that's who. That's nothing else to do.
No, but we had T-shirts with it, and then we started thinking later, well, that's kind of stupid. Well, we had a CD, and it was on the CD. Now, if you turn the CD upside down, it said Mercenary both ways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, upside down.
That was
down,
the name of your band, Mercenary?
Yeah.
Oh, what were y'all, Christian rap?
Oh, God. Metal.
No. I was thinking, like, country. Did you play the banjo, Fred? Don't lie.
No.
He played the spoons and the washboard in their Mercenary band.
Yeah, I played one of those slide guitars. That's what it was.
The knee cymbals. Fred played many instruments in his mercenary country band. That's awesome.
I was really good at it. I love country music. I love country. I love Western. I love Western swing. That's what it is. 713-780
ESPN. Well, you're burying the lead. How long were you in mercenary? What is this?
Well, that was a long time ago. I've talked about that before.
You have a mullet, or was you regular rocked out long hair?
No, I had some. Well, it varied. The one that I was in California, there were two iterations of mercenary. One was here and one was in California. The one I was in California, that's when I had the really long hair. But I don't have any pictures of that one.
Now, are we talking like Twisted Sister? Are we talking like like Wasp or Stringer? Or are we talking like just like legit like AC/DC Journey, whatever? I don't know.
You know what? I'll find one of the Facebook pictures
and
show you on the break.
Okay.
But it was pretty long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. I can't imagine you with long hair.
I know. That was a long time ago.
Do you have all kind of tattoos being hidden by your t-shirt that we don't see?
Nope. None.
None?
None whatsoever.
Oh.
So I wasn't that cool.
You didn't get mercenary on your chest?
Nope, I didn't.
And then do a handstand and be like, look, it's still mercenary.
Yeah, then I'd have to do a handstand.
Yeah. That'd be kind of sweet. That could be your finishing move when you guys finish your set. You all just do a handstand and all right.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say, well, a lot of athletes have logos. Okay. I know Tiger Woods does because he's got his clothing line.
Somebody said it looks like Jeff Jarrett's logo.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a
nine-piece.
whatever works for you. I know they're all about making that money, and they should in the short time that their careers are.
I'm not hating on him. I've never.
It's fine. It's one of those things that, like, I'm not. Why would I go buy that?
The only thing I'm hating on him for is developing a Southern drawl. It's just like when Madonna went to England and developed an English accent all of a sudden. It's just not. It's not. It doesn't work like that.
281 says, only people who believe in conspiracy theories turn logos upside down. The thing that started, that I remember started, was some album that, you know, I think it was Ronnie James Dio. If you turn the album upside down, it said Devil.
Oh. Was it the Beastie Boys, didn't they? If you covered up the plane, it was a joint.
Yeah. That's where I think all this stuff started.
Uh-huh.
Lamont. More surprised this was not J.J. Watt's logo. It's a giant eagle.
It's just...
Yeah. See, yeah. I would love to come up with a Falcon logo, but we'd sell about three of those. I'm not even sure my own family would buy them. So,
Inside Linebacker sent me a tweet to show me Tom Brady's logo, and Twitter said that it was adult material, and I had to...
Wow.
And it's terrible. It looks like Tom Brady ran for Congress. That's worse than JJ. JJ Watt's logo at least looks like a cool energy drink. Like, it's Jesus Watt juice. Like, you're going to be great, maybe. But this is terrible.
Double Down doing a great job of pulling two topics together. RG3 had a logo, and that was also something that lasted shorter than Deflategate. Oh, boy. Now Lamont's going to bring out these Twitter pics that was a one-time thing.
Uh-oh.
It was it's where I had short hair then. That was different. It was kind of, I was going for the Rob Halford look, and that's before I realized that every song he was singing was about men. And I admit I was a little crushed when I found out.
Now, you mean like crushed like sad, not crushed like smitten.
No, okay. No.
All right,
no, crushed
checking.
Like very sad.
Okay.
Because I had sang a lot of those songs and... Yes. Sang them to women and thought that they would, you
Fred's
know.
Like, I had no idea when I was singing all these Wham songs that all of a sudden it'd just be about dudes. I had no clue.
Not that fair. I mean, Wham, you know.
Did you?
Well, I should have known, okay?
Did you?
Yes.
We did you?
Yes. But I was fooled.
It's a fair question.
And look, not there's anything wrong with that. You know, if you want to, whatever. They were still good songs. You know, it kind of changed my whole opinion of it. That's all. All right. So for those of you who keep asking, we will do Game of Thrones talk when we come back. If you have not watched the episode and don't want to spoil it, we'll also do it again tomorrow when AJ's here because we have to get.
Yeah,
you don't watch it, but Jong and I will carry the segment. But if you haven't watched it yet, just turn it down. Come back at 4:45 or 5:45. Yeah. Excuse me, 4:45 Mountain. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
He saw me! The Night King! He saw me!
He touched you.
I don't know, he was close, but...
He touched you. He knows you're here. He'll come for you.
But he can't get in.
He can now. His mark is on you. You must leave, all of you.
Come on, Hodor, help me with the sledge.
Hodor...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
The time has come.
The time for what?
For you to become me.
But am I ready?
No.
Nope. You're not ready, but... All right, last warning. If you haven't seen the show yet, turn your radio down. Because there are spoilers that are going to happen in this next segment. And, you know, it's funny, the response I was seeing... Last night, there was a lot of people talking about this is one of those epic episodes. I think the ending was fantastic, and we'll get to that in a minute. My problem with I wasn't as blown away by everybody else because I kind of felt like most of the episode, it reminded me of a little bit of a Walking Dead episode where it's just a lot of nothing, and then the last 5 minutes are through the roof. And I'm curious, John, what you think, because I think the whole Arya storyline is dragging the show down. I think... frankly, until a girl is ready or until a girl is ready to get her ass out of there, I don't care about anything else that happens in that entire storyline. There's just nothing happening there. She gets beat up with a stick and a girl's not ready. Okay. We get it.
I agree. I see with the Dany storyline, I could see them kind of slowly, very slowly moving it along. But with Arya, it seems like it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Until, I mean, there was, I think it was a couple episodes ago where they actually kind of moved the story along to where she was becoming ready. And I think...
Well, she got her sight back. That's what the story moved.
Yes. And I think the last couple episodes when they did show Arya is when it's the same thing that we've been seeing, except now she has her vision and she's fighting. And I do feel like this storyline... Until she actually kind of gets out and maybe assassinates that one actress that they have her trying to go out and assassinate, I think they could have done without this past episode. I think the only reason why they showed her was to have her waver on what she is when she saw the reenactment of how her father died. With the play, I think that's the only point where I can kind of see them showing her.
Yeah.
But even with that, I could have done without.
Unless it was intentional to get her to leave, basically.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they're trying to do, and that would have been a way to do it, was seeing the whole thing play out like that. But that storyline is to me was very boring. I did like what happened with the King Smoot, with Yara nominating herself and doing the great speech, and Theon doing a great speech, and then here comes Euron. Who's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to hook up with Dany and going to be married to her. Okay. So let's go.
And I was just like, no, that is never going to happen.
No, no. Although she has interesting tastes. And I really hope her storyline gets moved up a little bit and moves faster, because that's another one that's dragged. It got better last week. But again, this week was just sort of the goodbye to Jorah and... Go get your grayscale fix. Good luck with that.
Yeah, and we've seen this with Dany before. I mean, when she was with the when she this the first time this happened, she got an army and then lost it, and then she's going to a different city. She gets another army. She loses it again, yeah. And then it happened again.
Yeah, that's a very similar storyline. So I thought that part of the show was not all that interesting. I did like Sansa and Baelish meeting. I like the way she handled herself there. However, I think if she were smarter, she'd go ahead and take that army. They're going to need all the help they can get.
And you can kind of tell she obviously has no experience in thinking two steps ahead. She wants to kind of get her revenge. I guess she's thinking maybe one step ahead, keeping Littlefinger instead of killing him off. But she doesn't play that piece to where she should have used him to get a step ahead of him, where I think he's ahead of her now.
See, that's where she needs to be listening to Ser Davos. You know, yes. Ser Davos is kind of the Tyrion of that end of things. And speaking of Tyrion, have to say, I'm always happy to see a new Red Witch.
Younger Red Witch.
Younger Red Witch. Not as attractive, but pretty attractive. Any Red Witch is a friend of mine. So,
and she's I think this is the first time you kind of see Varys very vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of references to no penises and such in this episode.
Yes.
Between Theon and Varys. And then, of course, the big part was at the end where, well, there were two things that we learned from the Children of the Forest. First, that they were responsible for the White Walkers, that they created them.
It had a very Native American, European settlers feel to the episode.
Yeah, I agree. And so they created those to stop mankind. Well, that didn't work out for them. But I have my big reveal here. My big thing, I'm officially Team White Walker.
You're so evil.
I love the White Walkers. There's no emotion to them. They're just basically, hey, we're here to kill people, turn them into zombies, freeze the world. Simplicity, man. I'm for. And plus, I'm starting to dislike all the human beings anyway. They screwed things up so bad. They're all still fighting each other. They can't get it together and say, let's go after the White Walkers.
Oh, I was going to say, are we still talking Game of Thrones or just in general? Because I would agree with you. Okay.
Yeah, we're still on Game of Thrones.
And I've become such a dork in terms of like lineage and like theories and whatnot. And I was talking to Lewis Woodward, who, you know, works he works for Yahoo Sports Radio on the national side. He also doubles as a sales guy. Me and him spent 40 minutes talking about Game of Thrones and theories and whatnot. And when you look at the grand scheme of things, you kind of pick out Bran, and you say, you can kind of look at it and say, he may actually be the biggest player in this entire thing. And if he can go back in time and change stuff to where Hodor becomes Hodor, that when the series first started, Hodor was already Hodor because future Bran went back and did that to Hodor. So I'm guessing all of the stuff that we've been seeing is happening because Bran changed it.
Yeah,
I think
that's which is very strange, and this is where it's starting to get into an area where, you know, I don't quite know what's going on.
It's kind
yet.
Of a time he's shifting time around, and you can kind of put a theory together to where all of this is happening because Bran is wanting to make it happen.
Well, and I'm wondering how much. Well, and that's the weird part, is that he's able to travel back in time and have an impact because they hurt him in the last episode. And this one, obviously, he's the one that turned Hodor into hold the door. And how awesome was that last few minutes where the White Walkers and the zombies are coming and they're fighting them off. And that whole moment at the door, that was his entire life.
He was meant to hold the door.
The whole thing in his life was to hold them off and save Bran. That's it. And, you know, he's one of the few characters that you look at who's just, he's like a puppy, man. There was, you couldn't hate Hodor, right? Hodor was loyal. Hodor did the right thing. He protected everybody. And that was his sole purpose in life. There's kind of I think there's something kind of cool to that. If you knew that your one purpose in life was you were going to do something great, that was going to protect somebody who obviously is maybe the most important character when it's all said and done, I'd be cool with that. I'd like to say more than Hodor, but if you put me in that position, I'd like to do that. If you said, you know what, your whole life is to do this one thing and it's going to change the world. Maybe. Assuming Bran doesn't get whacked.
And I can't see him getting whacked because he is the chess master behind He is the most important person to the storyline so far. I mean, I think in the end, and this is all fan theory, I think Daenerys and Jon end up getting married. And I think you brought this up before, but I think that's the end game, and I think that's how it's supposed to end, or how I think it's going to end. And I think Bran's going to be a big part into why they get into that position.
Somebody want to know how the girl was able to kill one of the White Walkers with a spear. Apparently that had dragon glass on the spear.
And that's I think those, what are those people called?
The tree people? That was the girl that did that, though. That wasn't the
children of the forest.
Yeah. And so you guys sound like such book readers. I make no bones about this. I've never made any bones about this. When it comes to this show, serve up a plate. Nice, greasy, big ones. I love the show.
I feel like I just time traveled into like a Dungeons and Dragons group.
Well, it's kind of what it is. But you know what?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you know what? I
literally just saw a 12-sided dice roll by.
It's 24-sided.
See?
I got my 8-sided dice now, so here we go. That's kind of strange. Somebody asked, why can't he go back in town and go back in time and get his legs back? Well, I don't know. Maybe he does that. So,
or maybe when he's older, he does that to himself. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing.
It's very confusing.
It is. And I think this has introduced a whole new element that I have no idea where that's going. And that's kind of the cool thing about this whole season is we really don't know where it's going because it's way past the books now, with the exception of the King Smoot thing, which, you know, was already there. But anyway, and we get Dust in the Wind. Forget, we lost Hodor, but we also lost the Three-Eyed Raven.
Hodor really die, do you think? Or do you think?
Well, we don't see it, so we don't know for sure.
And I think the White Walkers, the official term, the White Walkers, are the ones that can actually think and move around.
Right.
And I think the ones that are zombies, I think they're called Whites, right?
Yeah.
So, do we know that if he became a white?
See, Joshua says, do you believe that the Three-Eyed Raven is a future Bran?
That could be.
That's an interesting possibility. Thought. Yeah. Wow. See, that's the whole thing. Once you start introducing time travel, my head starts spinning. Anyway, all right. So, there you go. We'll talk more about it tomorrow when AJ's back. When we come back, we'll do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No AJ today. Barry Laminack filling in. Sunfest 2016, the fourth annual beach party and volleyball tournament, is back, presented by Landshark Lager. We kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us on June 18th on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players, and this year we're giving away ESPN gear, tickets, and a four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. Sunfest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, the Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
That may be the longest liner ever, John, I have to say. Did I did include everyone who was in there, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, one last Thrones follow-up here, and then we'll move on. So if you just came back, turn it down for 10 seconds. Just have to mention, we lose yet another direwolf. We're running out. I think there's two left now, right? So Dust in the Wind for that. Two that we know of. And one of them's been lost forever, so.
Oh, I thought there was one left that we know of and one that's missing.
Well, yeah, so
Arya's, Arya's is missing and right. Jon has his.
Yeah, anyway, that's it. Okay, no more GOT until tomorrow, 5:30 when AJ's back. So, if that's something you want to talk about on the phone, wait till tomorrow. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I love this story, I'm not going to lie. Police in southwest England entered a sandcastle into a competition. they won the competition. Unfortunately, as happens so often in life, after a bunch of criticism, they had to apologize. I think this sounds like the most awesome sandcastle ever and deserve to win, and they should never have to apologize. But basically, they entered a crime scene style sandcastle. It depicted what appeared to be a naked female murder victim made from sand with seaweed for hair and a plastic spade firmly lodged in her back for the annual Cornwall Beach Games on May 13th, and it was surrounded by police tape. They obviously won first prize, as they should, but were later bashed for being very offensive after boasting about their victory on Twitter. I would brag about that if I built.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know why people are. And of course,
everyone is so sensitive now.
Yeah, I like a joke as much as the next. Well, I guess I should do it in British, right?
Yeah,
I like a joke as much as the next person, but this is a family beach event. Local councilwoman Hannah Toms told the BBC, saying the sculpture was trivializing what in fact was quite a serious matter. My God, do people not have a sense of humor about anything anymore?
Jesus.
It missed the mark for me. I think it is in poor taste. You know what? I'm just guessing. You look like Margaret Thatcher. I'm guessing you're in poor taste. Some users described it as harmless fun, while others agreed it was hugely insensitive.
How was it insensitive? It didn't depict any particular
It's not a real
murder.
Person.
Yeah.
It's a sandcastle.
Oh, God.
And, of course, a spokesman said the sand sculpture competition was entered in good faith and no staff was meant to cause any offense. Adding that if any offense has been caused by the nature of the sculpture, this was never intended, and we apologize for that. Screw that. Don't apologize. No, this was a badass sandcastle. It deserved to win. Stop whining, people. So, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, am I wrong about that? That people are just being silly.
God, that's ridiculous. It's not even a real now. Like if they would have like put a name and maybe made her face look like an actual murder victim that was stabbed with a shovel.
You know what would have been cool? They'd drawn a white line around the body.
Yeah, I was thinking that's what you were gonna say when you said they had the crime scene tape up. Yeah. That would have been pretty sweet. Nice little touch.
They're police officers. What the hell? How is that in bad taste?
Hey, they made a castle based on what they know.
Exactly. I should be praised for that, not apologizing for it. Oh, well.
I almost said something that would have got me an actual letter, so I'm glad.
Oh, really? That's okay. That's your goal today, right?
Yeah, no, this one might have been bad. I don't.
We have a dumb button. It's all right. I don't know how often you guys use that on Sundays, but it gets a lot of work on this show.
No, we do pretty well. I use it because there's most of the words in my head that I'm not even sure I can say. I said the M word my first week on air and had no idea that I couldn't say that. And that was the only time I've been dumped.
The what word?
The M word.
M?
Yeah, little people.
Oh, well, you can say that. I can't.
No, I said it. Yeah, I said it and Michael Carroll dumped me. And that was like 4 years ago.
No, no, you can use that word. I can't. Although I probably could now, but ESPN got letters from the little people of America.
Yeah.
Because I was referring to AJ as the Gidget killer.
Yes.
And which I thought was a great nickname.
It's pretty
and
strong.
It had nothing to do with killing little people. It was the fact that his first fight, there was a picture where he looked like he was 7 foot tall and the guy looked like he was 5 foot tall. It was just the angle. Yeah. He was much bigger than the guy. Well, you saw the picture.
Oh, yeah.
So you know exactly.
I was there.
Yeah. So I
got to witness the killing.
Yeah. And then he did.
The lollipop
kid. Yeah, he did. That Oompa Loompa got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
But so I thought that was a great nickname. And for 2 years, he had that nickname on the noon slot.
And no problem.
Then after 1 week, when we moved to 4 o'clock, we're getting letters from the little people of America. They're threatening to pick at us, which I have to say.
Toothpick at us? That was just so wrong. Now I'm going to get a letter. No. Thank you.
But I have to admit, there is a part of me that really wanted to see that. So I kept going with it until I was told I could no longer do it. Because once it got to Bristol... Yeah, that's when they said nope.
So
you have to stop.
I can say it, and you can.
Well,
I feel like I want to rub it in now.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
I feel like I want to rub it in now.
The best part was when we had that micro wrestler on.
And he couldn't say it.
No, he went off. It was hilarious how he did not like being called a little person.
Oh, nice.
And he was going to take his pants down to prove it, but we did not do that. So, Anyway. MRK says, obviously not your fault, but as soon as I sent the tweet, I got a phone call and came back to Dust in the Wind. Can you fill me in? I didn't see your tweet, so sorry, man. I get a bunch of them. I do the best I can. I'll try to scroll back and see if it's something we talked about or not. Once we start talking games, man.
All bets are off.
Yeah, between the tweets and the texts. And I know people think we're booger eaters and all, but there's a lot of you out there that are just chomping away with us. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.